As the crowd dispersed following last night's candidates' forum, some of the Unit 4 candidates had words of praise for Culver and many of the people he's brought to the district. They complimented his efforts to meet the requirements of the consent decree and his focus on academic achievement. But candidate Chuck Jackson thought that maybe the district's administrative staff could be a bit smaller.
I definitely think it could be streamlined. I mean, if we can get rid of extra layers of bureaucracy, that money is immediately freed up for salaries at the teacher level or programs. There's no shortage of places we can put money.
Sue Gray said the general public is unhappy with Unit 4's administration and that Culver needs to do more to communicate with them.
I think they feel very shut off from Mr. Culver in particular, and that he's not responsive. Now, I see Mr. Culver in a different light. Our sons play basketball together, and we cheer for our kids, and, you know, to me, he's very personable. But I also think that he has a certain amount of accountability to this community, and he needs to be visible, and he needs to be more accessible to people.
John Bambanek also said the administration needed to be more accountable.
There's a perception that the schools aren't really a part of the community, they're an island unto themselves, and that really needs to change for the schools to be able to move forward. And there's various things the schools are doing, or the board and the administration is doing to undermine that confidence. It really needs to stop. The contract extensions, particularly the one 2 years ago on election night, that kind of stuff just can't happen.
Bambanek's criticism included the Unit 4 school board, as well as Culver. Several candidates said it was the board that needed to change how it oversees the administration, including candidate Christine Chalifou.
The board has been very reactionary for quite some time. There's been a lot going on with the consent decree, which has kind of forced that. But I really do, we talked a lot about planning tonight, and I feel very strongly that we also need to put together plans so that we have something to look back to help us guide the decisions we make.
Former Champaign Teachers Union President Greg Novak said the school board needed to follow through on making sure administrative promises are kept.
This is not just a problem with our current board. It goes back into the 90s when we made agreements in the late 90s with the plaintiffs that the board failed to see carried out, which led to the consent decree. Then we've had parts of the consent decree which were agreed to in 2002, but we never started working on until after the deadline had passed. There needs to be accountability. The board has to step up. If they agree to something, they have to make sure it gets carried out.
Melody Rosales says the Unit 4 school board hasn't been living up to its fiduciary responsibility to oversee the administration.
We have allowed and rewritten rules and bylaws to allow who the person we're supposed to, if I'm talking as if I was a board member, that we're supposed to supervise, is supervising us. And I would like to see the board take back ownership of managing the school district and supervising the administration as it is supposed to do.
And incumbent school board member Minoska Alcantara said the school board and administration together had failed to address the underlying social problems that keep many students from achieving adequate yearly progress in school.
Until we address them properly, we will not be able to advance. You know, there's going to be some growth like we've seen, but to be honest, AYP is the minimum that we can expect from any school. I don't want to be a school that is singing praises because we got AYP. I want to be a school that is saying, I am one of the top schools in the nation. That's what I want to see, and it takes a lot.
These seven candidates, plus Scott McAdam, are competing for the chance to help oversee Superintendent Culver and his administration for the next 4 years. Four seats are open on the Champaign School Board. In addition, incumbent Nathaniel Banks is running unopposed for a 2-year term. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.